When it comes to the environment, it's not often for Atlanta to have bragging rights. But when it comes to the Better Buildings Challenge, a national program to promote energy efficiency, Atlanta now ranks number one. Atlanta has outpaced all its other competitors when it comes to cities that have pledged to reduce energy consumption by 2020. Mayor Kasim Reed said when they launched the program 3 years ago, the city set a modest goal of 2 million square feet of property committed to reduced energy consumption. Not only has Atlanta met that goal, the city has exceeded it 50 times over. MARTA is one of the latest partners to come on board, joining dozens of companies and organizations that want greener buildings. The City of Atlanta and Central Atlanta Progress have been leading the initiative, but one organization deserves special mention, South Face. For 35 years, the nonprofit has been urging Atlantans not only to build greener buildings, but to retrofit existing buildings with more energy and water-efficient utilities. In fact, thanks to South Face, Atlanta and Georgia have become national leaders when it comes to LEED-certified buildings. LEED is a national designation that determines how energy-efficient buildings are. Just recently, Sierra Club magazine credited three Georgia colleges as being among the greenest in the nation. Emory ranked 28, Spelman ranked 131, and West Georgia was 141. And not only that, the Community Foundation for Greater Atlanta has partnered with South Face and the Candida Fund to offer grants to nonprofits seeking to make their facilities more energy efficient. Again, this has become a national model. It's a winning program because nonprofits save in utility costs and our community benefits by reducing its carbon footprint. Atlanta and Georgia often get criticized for urban sprawl and not enough transit and being too dependent on electricity generated from coal. All the more reason to celebrate when there's good news to share, such as the Better Buildings Challenge. As Mayor Reed said at the recent announcement, now we need to work just as hard to stay number one.